Well, I'm in support of standing with Floridians on this whole issue of offshore oil drilling. It's important that we don't expand it, especially now when we don't know how safe it's going to be. I'm glad that I've stood for all of my years in not only the Congress, but also in the state legislature against offshore oil drilling. I think it's important that we stand with Floridians that stand every day against this kind of activity. And now we have oil in the Gulf, and unfortunately headed in this direction, if we don't get this hole plugged more sooner than later, it's going to affect even the beaches that we're standing on now.
And you called for a special legislative session and a constitutional amendment in Florida to ban offshore drilling in state waters.
That's correct. We have worked on that issue. We've written not only the governor, but also legislative leaders on the issue. I think it's also important to note that I filed legislation along with Senator Bill Nelson calling for the moratorium of offshore oil drilling. We have, until you know the investigation is done, until we know that it's safe of all, not only the Gulf but also the Atlantic, I think, seeing what the judge ruling was, striking down the administration's ban on expansion or additional offshore oil drilling is unfortunate. Hopefully the legislation will move forward so that it will not be just the administration, it'll be the Congress speaking.
And what do you think about today, this gathering of people to try to stop oil drilling? What's your hope for the future?
Well, the hope for the future is that we create a new attitude when it comes down to energy. In Florida, we're on the front lines of inaction if we don't deal with the way we're producing energy now. We know in years to come that it's going to be a great opportunity for us to build, well, this will be a great opportunity for us to build on electric cars, solar power, biomass, you name it, wind power, in helping us meet some of our energy needs. People that are standing here today are leaders. They're bringing attention to an issue that's so very, very important to Florida. And I look forward to continuing to give it a strong voice, not only out here on this beach, but in the U.S. Senate, and carrying the true voice of Floridians. So many jobs are going to be lost out of this oil spill. Already, it's affected the upper Gulf areas here in Florida. And I want to make sure that Floridians know that we must do something differently than what we've been doing. It's not our fault, but I can tell you our way of thinking for years, choosing our environment and tourism over oil, was the right decision. Now we have to take action to make sure that we move to a cleaner burning energy so that we won't be back out here on the beach.